Following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It's hour number three on the only statewide syndicated afternoon sports radio show, 19 stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer inside this hour. Tom Luganville from ESPN, College Football Insider, will check in. Dave Ennett, voice of Nebraska football. As we continue bouncing around the Big Ten, looking ahead to the upcoming football season, NCAA did put out some COVID-19 protocols that if you're vaccinated, you don't need to get tested. But if you're vaccinated, you still have to wear a mask indoors if you aren't vaccinated. Big news from their protocols was 3 tests per week. If 5% of the team tests positive, then they have additional protocols. I just don't understand, if you're vaccinated, why you have to wear a mask. Indoors or outdoors. I see Illinois just mandated for daycare and K-12 mask. I know a lot of people are anxious in Michigan. Is that coming? I know I've heard nothing from my school district. And you know that will drift into the indoor part of fall sports, which would be what? If it happens. Volleyball? Not a lot indoors in the fall. Most of it is outdoors, led by high school football. Just give me the medical science and data. That's it. I mean, I have the reports that are peer-reviewed, and let's follow the science and data, and I'll be right there with every single damn American. But you just can't keep moving the goalpost. And if you're going to tell us about masking up our children or masking up indoors even after vaccinated, then start requiring COVID tests for anybody entering this country. Not just the southern border. I'm talking about anybody coming in. If we're going to have to live with restrictions again, God forbid we do, then anybody coming into this country has to have a COVID test. Anybody. Legally or illegally. You need a COVID test if you're going to require that from the American citizens. It's just crazy it's coming back. And if you look at it in terms of sports, and you go to sports, which I talk about for a living, and how many athletes, coaches, or players, or anybody connected to them have died because of COVID-19. Or even if you look at the death rate now compared to a year ago, the story is about cases, not the death rate. I mean, we all got in this together because we thought it might be the plague and the end of the world, right? Science and data let that drive this pandemic bus. And I think most will handle the truth, and you throw doctors who don't have a political lean in science and data, and we'll move forward. Because the NCAA and their protocols released today, there's nothing about stadiums or fans. There's nothing. You know, Michigan and Michigan State are saying you have to be vaccinated if you live on campus, you're a student, you're a staff, you teach. But you can go to a Spartan football game on the weekends and there's nothing. No, as of now, nothing for you. Same thing at Michigan. And then the NCAA saying you're vaccinated, You don't need to get tested. If you're not, you have to do it 3 times a week. But if you're vaccinated, you still have to wear a mask indoors. And that's where a lot of athletes, a lot of people, NASCAR is doing it now. They announced it yesterday. When will it end? It's still a daily headline in the world of sports. It is, each and every day. Let's go talk about the upcoming college football season and the realignment of Oklahoma and Texas to the SEC, and will there be more movement? Tom Luganbill is one of the best in the business in breaking down college football. He joins us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. How you doing, my friend?
Good, Huge. It's good to talk to you, man.
Hey, you know, when you look at this upcoming season, we get past the pandemic year, and this could be another season with the pandemic connected to it. But just from a pure football standpoint, what would you say are the top storylines going in?
Oh, I think without question, the number one storyline is the amount of really talented quarterbacks that all seem to depart blue blood programs in the same year. So whether it's Ohio State, whether it is Notre Dame, whether it's Clemson, whether it's Alabama, Texas A&M, University of Texas, it could go on and on and on about top level programs that now have to find another answer. And, you know, you're Ohio State, you have three guys in the mix, and now four, but you have three guys in the mix that have never actually attempted a pass in a college game before, so that's going to be fun to monitor. And then I also think it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Pac-12, because there's so much pressure on that conference right now. There's so much pressure on the new commissioner, George Kliavkoff, and you've got that big matchup with Oregon and Ohio State early. You've got Clay Helton on the hot seat at SC. This drought for that conference can't continue to go down this path that it's gone, because their level of relevancy has just dwindled in the last 3 to 4 years.
So when you look at the ESPN 2021 College Football Top 25 Preseason Power Rankings, Top 10 Alabama, Oklahoma, Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State. Man, it sounds like we're just hitting repeat. And you throw in Texas A&M, Iowa State, which could be a national champion sleeper. I don't think they're really a sleeper at number 7. Oregon, Notre Dame, North Carolina, which we're not talking basketball, we're talking football. And Cincinnati, they're at number 11 on the outside of the top 10. Is Alabama just loaded enough to march right through to another national title?
They could potentially be. It's interesting because that took place in that polling, as we all did, as college football broadcasters and analysts at ESPN. And I actually had Oklahoma number one, and not because of the offense. I think that's the thing that has stood out to me as I watched, and I actually was able to broadcast a couple of Oklahoma games last year, was just the dramatic improvement on defense. They finally have players in their defensive front that can compete with the big boys. They stopped giving up explosive plays. They're a team that creates turnovers now. So you add that to what is already a really spicy offense, and I think they're the team, actually, that many people look at as potentially being the number one overall ranked team. You know, for me with Alabama, anytime you're breaking in a new quarterback along with some new offensive linemen and some other talented pieces, a new offensive coordinator, I feel like we've seen this before, whether it was Lane Kiffin, whether it was Steve Sarkisian, the beat just keeps on going. And I think they've got enough at veteran spots. If they have a couple of hiccups early, it will be interesting to see how Miami approaches that opening game and what type of effort they put forth. But I think the one team in all of this, and I know expectations in off-season expectations have not been kind to them, but when you watched Georgia in the last half of the season when they were finally competent at quarterback, I thought they were a top four team. I thought they were better than Notre Dame was at the end of the year, but it didn't matter because of the early season, you know, hiccups. But that's a team to me that if they can actually rise to the occasion and meet expectations, they might actually be the most talented roster of anybody in college football.
When you talked about Oklahoma number one, I look at Spencer Rattler, and it's all about staying healthy, and I agree with everything about Alabama. You hope you splash with another Mac Jones or Jalen Hurts type QB, but I do like Oklahoma going in, easier conference, and they'll have a high-profile quarterback who I think would be the Heisman front runner right now, and then there's Clemson sitting there. Big Ten, it was interesting. Ohio State at 5. For our listeners across Michigan, and only three, including Penn State, other Big Ten teams in that top 25 with Penn State, Indiana, and Wisconsin. What do you think of the Big Ten going into 2021?
Well, I think people are sleeping a little bit on Iowa, in my opinion. I know everybody's excited about Indiana, but now it's Indiana's turn to have to deal with an offseason of expectations. They haven't had to do that yet, so I'm kind of reserving judgment on them to see if Tom Allen's crew can do it again. But I just think that Iowa should be talked about more. I think Wisconsin should be talked about more. I think you're going to see an improvement by Rutgers, not to compete in the East, but you're going to see a significant improvement. And I think if the quarterback play is steady for Penn State, they've got a really exciting roster. So top to bottom, I think it's going to be interesting in the conference. You know you're going to get great effort and results out of Northwestern. It's just Maryland seems to be getting more explosive and faster, and second-year head coach Mike Loxley. So I'll be interested to see if Ohio State's as talented as everybody thinks they are, but let's just say that they're not elite under center. Will that be good enough? Because they've been elite under center the last 3 years.
Tom Lugabill, ESPN, College Football Insider, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Yeah, the Big Ten still, they don't get all that hype, but Ohio State at least has carried that flag enough, and we'll see what they do again. Can they follow Alabama? Alabama at 1, Ohio State at 5, breaking in a new QB. When you look at Jim Harbaugh in Michigan, Tom, what's the national perspective on the state of the University of Michigan football right now?
I think once they decided to restructure the contract and stick with Jim Harbaugh, they sent a message to their fan base that 9-3 right now is the ceiling, that it's okay. And I don't think that is okay. I think that they've been woefully disappointing in their evaluation of quarterbacks and the performance of the quarterback position. I think they would acknowledge that as well, that it hasn't gone as planned. But if you look at their roster, and we always talk about the gap, the gap between Bama and everybody else, or Clemson and everybody else, or Ohio State and everybody else. Well, the gap right now between Michigan and Ohio State is pretty significant. And, that can't continue. And if you're Michigan, and let's just say you're going to schedule a tough one in a non-conference, you've got Penn State, obviously, you've got Ohio State, and if you're not going to consistently beat those teams, then you're essentially telling your fan base that you're essentially a 9-3 program on a really good year instead of being a potential 11-1 program. So I was a little bit surprised by the move, but it is what it is. They're going to let them play it out. But this year's quarterback performance, whoever it is, whether it's JJ McCarthy, if they want to go with the freshman, or they want to continue down the road with the sophomore, then that guy better perform because time's running out.
Yeah, I agree with you. Outside of the job he did with Jake Rudock and Wilton Spate before he got hurt, Harbaugh was developing him. But to not have that two-year, at least two-year stud QB, to not have a modern offense after flipping out, whether it's Gattis, Drevno, and you have Harbaugh who played college quarterback and NFL QB, just the disarray on offense, the lack of in-game strategy, the lack of emotion from this team in big games, all that is concerning looking at Harbaugh, who up until that restructure was making upwards of $8 million a year. It just didn't fit the product.
Well, it's interesting you say that about the big games, and I think that's the most glaring thing here, is their performance against top 10 teams is abysmal. I mean, it's horrendous. And so for whatever reason, when a big game rolls around, that team has a really hard time handling that. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's coaching, if it's approach, if it's a player's mentality, if there's the locker room. But that team, for whatever reason, cannot step up to the plate when it's big. And until that changes, again, it goes to my sense that you're not going to win those big games that are going to get you to double-digit wins if that's how you play against the better teams on your schedule.
His name, Tom Lugenbill, one of the best in the business when it comes to breaking down college football with ESPN, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. I appreciate the time, and we'll talk again when the season hits.
You bet. Thanks, man.
All right, Luganville. Yeah, the Harbaugh thing, the Michigan fan will take it personally. I think even Harbaugh, the way he alluded to it at Big Ten Days, like, you know, it's propaganda. No, it's not. It's the scoreboard doesn't lie. Okay, the scoreboard doesn't lie. That's it. The scoreboard does not lie. And he can flip it. He has this year, in my mind. He goes 8-4 and they're playing their asses off and it looks like it's big time football. The Michigan fan and the media here in Michigan and nationally will stand there and say, Harbaugh figured it out. He had the whole offseason. That's how important it is. And you'll find out after Western and Washington, like I said earlier. If you want to join in, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. That is the word HUGE to 21,000. A reminder to all law enforcement in Michigan, all active duty military, XFC MMA Fight Night 45 is saying thank you, and all law enforcement and active duty military will get in free on Friday night for XFC MMA Fight Night 45 at the Deltaplex Arena in Grand Rapids. Just show your ID at the door, and if you're not law enforcement or active duty military and you need tickets, go to DeltaPlex.com or the DeltaPlex Arena box office in GR. On the way, Dave Ennett, he is voice of Northwestern football, his thoughts on the upcoming season for the Big Ten. You can join in, like I said, at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, or easiest ways is opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
In the 10. This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbook. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets.
I'm not sure who wins American League Rookie of the Year, and it's certainly too soon to speculate, but for Tigers fans, it has to be an absolute blast to thrust three Tigers into the conversation. Akil Badu, Eric Haas, and Casey Mize. Badu moves everyone to the edges of their seats with his speed, flair, and athleticism. His adjustments have been well noted, and he continues to impress with his steady growth. Haas has more homers since his Tigers debut than any other catcher. He doesn't just hit home runs. 54% of his hits are extra base hits, and he hits the ball hard no matter what. Mize has been everything you could have expected in his first full season, a power pitcher who isn't afraid to pitch to contact or afraid to pitch inside. All three are different, but have one thing in common. They hate to lose more than they love to win. It shows every day.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now, your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world-renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own Purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research. Get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
It's time to start thinking about heading back to school and stocking up on the things your student needs most. Meijer has everything on your family's list for the best year yet. Grab some Meijer shredded or sliced cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3 or more. Ziploc storage bags are 2 for $6 when you buy 2 or more. And backpacks in a variety of styles for every student are buy one, get one 50% off. Save big with great deals for back to school at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now, we all know it's the final week of the games in Tokyo. So that means it's your last shot for a spot on the podium with DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app. So right now, all new users are getting 100-1 odds on the United States medaling at least once this year. And if you haven't tried the DraftKings Sportsbook app, this is the time. Place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if America America wins any medal this year. Just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code HUGE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins a medal. That's code HUGE when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up. This is for a limited time only. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Show is back live across Michigan, the only show where the people have a voice, are all about huge opinions. Big name guest Superfly Hayes. He is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studio. They are a Michigan-based company. So the money you spend at your local Auto Value store, Auto Value Service Center, will stay right here in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. That's my AutoValueStore.com. Service is the difference, and they get it. Now, your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store, Auto Value Service Center here in Michigan. Interesting to get some word out of the Pac-12 where they're talking about there's no guarantees in life. It's a gold rush. When you look at where the big boy schools want to end up, they don't want to be left out. And I'm telling you, and I think it was with Sam Webb from our affiliate AM1050 WTKA in Ann Arbor yesterday, that the idea of having four different 16 pods in the Big Ten, four divisions, if you want to call it, and you add those six schools from the Pac-12, which would be Washington, Oregon, Cal, Stanford, USC, and UCLA. And then you go add North Carolina, and you get an East pod. You know, you go to 24 teams, so you need 10 more teams. So you take the six from the Pac-12 would put you at 20. Then who are your next four? Is it Georgia Tech to give you the Atlanta TV market? Then North Carolina, just based on the national brand. And North Carolina, I know ACC Tobacco Road, but basketball and football's preseason top 10. You know, who do you find as those other schools that come aboard? You know, is it Virginia, right? And you get an East pod, and you get four 16 divisions, 24 teams, and you are set for a long time, no matter what the landscape is. And it's interesting to hear from Los Angeles how George Kliakoff, the new Pac-12 commissioner, was talking about realignment and the future, and he says there's no guarantees in life. You know, Ohio State and Michigan still have that national brand. They're still, just like Oklahoma and Texas, moving to the SEC. And, you know, they're not leaving the Big Ten. Where, by the way, Big Ten members reportedly get $54 million a year from the conference. Notre Dame's not going anywhere. They love having their own money train. So what's the future? Dave Ennett is the play-by-play voice of Northwestern, part of the Big Ten. Looking ahead to their upcoming football season, he's standing by the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, David.
How are you, Bill?
Good. All this talk about realignment, the And Oklahoma, Texas got that conversation started again when they went to the SEC. And I just wonder, with this name, image, and likeness, with academics still a priority at some schools, what lies ahead for the Big Ten?
Well, I wish I knew, but I got to think that at some point they're going to dive back into this alignment thing and expansion. And I don't know who it's going to be. I mean, I've heard everything from USC and Pac-12 schools to Iowa State and Kansas, but you just think right now it's sort of like you see what's happening with the SEC, and now the Big 12 is looking around at what's their future, what's going to happen with them. And look, the Big Ten has a track record of expansion over the past, what is it now, about 25, 30 years, going back to Penn State coming in the early 90s. And you know, I've got to think they'll be looking further west at some point and potentially back to the Eastern Seaboard. And but I don't know. I mean, I also think they don't jump into anything. And the one that everybody talks about making the most sense, they already tried with Notre Dame and it didn't work. So, you know, do they make another run at Notre Dame?
Well, as that report said, that each Big Ten member school gets $54 million a year with all their TV deals and Big Ten Network, that to let somebody in, they're going to have to be big. You're not going to get a piece of that pie or schools willing to give it up. So I think they'll move when they feel they have to. Northwestern is set. They've upgraded their facilities. What Fitzgerald continues to do with their football program. I love the energy, the vibe, the culture he's created. Now the big question is, with Northwestern in a Big Ten opener against Michigan State, what's the forecast for the Wildcats this year in the Big Ten?
Well, I think this is going to be a good team, and I think the fact that they're being pretty much overlooked by all the preseason top 25s and all of the talk about who might come out of the West this year, nobody's really talking about them. I mean, even though they've won it two of the last 3 years, it's Wisconsin, it's Iowa, it's Minnesota, and yet I think that actually probably works to their advantage a little bit, that people aren't beating the drums for them and talking about them, because they've tended to be to put together some of their best seasons when they have been overlooked going in. And but I think, Bill, defensively, it's a very solid team. Mike Hankowitz, their longtime defensive coordinator, retired, but they got a good one in Jim O'Neill, who's been coaching the NFL for many years, and he comes in, and he's got a lot of returning players on that defense. I don't think they're really going to skip a beat, even though they lose Patty Fisher. And offensively, they just got to settle on a quarterback, but they got some pretty strong candidates for that job. They're going to be good at running back, and their offensive line has steadily improved. So I really think that that this is a team that's going to get overlooked again, but when it gets to November, they're going to be in the mix in the Big Ten West.
Dave Ennett, look ahead to Northwestern, Michigan State, September 3rd, Big Ten season opener for both schools. I love it. The conference has been doing that the last couple of years. I know you're a busy man. Thanks for your time here on the Huge Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, anytime. Good talking to you, buddy.
Yeah, good hearing your voice, Dave Ennett. Had to do a TV spot. I think is he on WGN? I think he is. I really do. I'm looking at Superfly asking him if he actually knows anything about sports. My bad. My bad. Did you call and apologize to your nephew that on air you said it's his seventh birthday tonight and it's ninth? I hope you did, because Jax is a good kid. He's a good kid and he's celebrating his ninth birthday tonight. And you're getting the free meal by bringing a discounted Marvel Robin character. Now, Robin's not even Marvel. He's DC, isn't he? It's not even, so that's a ripoff that it's in a Marvel box. Poor kid will be traumatized to at least 28 now. Our next segment, we will let you in on what the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is doing with the Stand Up for the Cure event on the paddle boards. Now, that will be out at Ross Park, Norton Shores, coming up on September 4th. It's a huge event. And it's all about raising awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research at the world-renowned Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. So just think about September 4th, Ross Park, Norton Shores, Muskegon area, west side of the state, Stand Up for the Cure paddleboard event. I've tried that once with the paddleboards. And there's no balance. I see those people paddle. Have you seen the one like paddleboard and all of a sudden there's like a hammerhead shark like following them? Don't fall off. Superfly encounters with wild mammals and animals. He's doing his annual weekend camping up north near Kalkaska, and he's trying to tell me there's no bears up there. And I'm like, yes, there are, and they're sleeping. A bunch of friends, a chain of like seven lakes up there. And I'm like, Kalkaska's school name, nickname is the Bears. The Kalkaska Bears. They would not have a nickname unless there's bears around them. So good luck sleeping in that little tent. Not a cottage, not a cabin, not a truck, not a camper, not an RV. You're doing the real camping with a canvas tent, and you do the sleeping bags, and you have the fire, and you have the coolers. Then you're going to cook food, which you might as well just strap a T-bone to your chest waiting for old Mr. Bear. There's a lot of bears up there. Kalkaska Bears. Did they do it because they have a teddy bear factory up there? No. They did it because those bears own the woods. I came across scanning, and I saw something like with PBS on these grizzly bear attacks back at Glacier National Park, like in the 70s. My God, just stay in a cottage, okay? Get a camper. Please, Brett, all right? I want you to come back. One final segment straight ahead.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any Detroit Tigers game. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and you bet $1 on any Tigers game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. And use ShepBet100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Tigers game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and an official gaming partner of the Detroit Tigers. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Huge cheer for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So I know along the Huge Radio Network, we have a lot of people that live within driving distance to get an 18 in at Tullymore or St. Ives, maybe 36 in one day. Or if you want to do an overnight, weekend, or week stay and play package, you can book that tee time or book that stay and play package right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. They have everything you need, great food, the beverages, the accommodations. accommodations from a twosome to maybe a big business or wedding party getting up there to celebrate. And speaking of weddings, they do receptions, they do business events, outings, and more. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan Wednesday, broadcast with Superfly Hayes as our executive producer. 24/7, all the podcasts, all the interviews, everything you hear on the show is free. You can listen on your schedule at thehugeshow.net. We also have the all-night and all-day replay every evening from 6 p.m. until the next show goes live the following day at 3 p.m. All 3 hours of the show replayed in its entirety. The huge all-night, all-day replay produced by Superfly Hayes at thehugeshow.net. You know, one thing I'm proud of when it comes to 19 radio stations we're on all across Michigan, almost 20 years in the market, is my partnership with Van Andel Institute, world-renowned for cancer, Parkinson's research. It's amazing what the Van Andel family, the researchers, the staff, the Purple community, what they continue to do on a daily basis to bring awareness and also raise money for cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Purple community is becoming an extension of the Van Andel Institute, where all across Michigan and now expanding beyond our state lines, they do these events where people come together and they will stand up to fight cancer. They'll stand up to fight Parkinson's. And Ashley Owen from the VAI and Dan Van Dyke are both set to join me. Now, Dan is part of the Stand Up for the Cure event on these paddle boards at Ross Park and Norton Shores on the west side of the state on September 4th. Ashley Owen is with the Purple community with Van Andel Institute. How are you doing, Ash?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks so much for having us on today.
Okay, before we get to Dan, let's talk about the connection here to this Stand Up for the Cure event on September 4th at Ross Park in Norton Shores from the Purple community's perspective.
Yeah, this is just an amazing example of one of our community partnerships that has grown and thrived over the last few years. And we're thrilled to have been connected with Dan, who is producing this national level campaign and putting on an incredible in-person event again this year in Muskegon, right here in West Michigan, to support breast cancer research happening at Van Andel Institute.
All right, Dan Van Dyke from that Stand Up for the Cure event. Like I mentioned, Ross Park, Norton Shores, Muskegon area, west side of the state, coming up on September 4th. Dan, let's talk about this paddleboard event and the impact it can have on helping research for breast cancer.
Yeah, hey guys, thanks for having me on the show. This is awesome. Stand Up for the Cure, this is our 10th anniversary as a nationwide event. We started in 2012 in Newport Beach, and we've grown to multiple events around the country. Michigan is now our strongest location, you know, as far as passionate people, participants, fundraising, et cetera. We are set up in a way that we have partners that help us cover our overhead, and all of our 100% of our grassroots funding goes to community programs for breast cancer diagnostics, treatment, and care. And then a portion of that we set aside for research, and our Midwest beneficiary is Van Andel Institute because of their excellence and their results in that field. Like, I think not too far in the future, breast cancer is going to be totally curable, and maybe it'll be a thing where we don't even need to stand up for the cure anymore. So that's my hope.
Let's talk about, for somebody listening who wants to be a part of this, exactly what is going on and what they need to do to be a part of the event at Ross Park and Norton Shores on September 4th.
Yeah, super easy. You can go to our website, www.suftc.org. That's just our initials, Stand Up for the Cure. And you can click, you can find out all about our impact. You can find out about everything we've done over the past 10 years. You know, we've raised over $1.5 million. We've screened over 1,800 people in person at our events. You can click the register for the event. That'll bring you to our fundraising platform. And super simple. For $35, you register for the event. You get a sweet jersey and a day full of activities. So this year is going to be a little different due to COVID. We can't do our breast cancer screening on the beach like we've done in the past because of restrictions. But we're still going to have, there's going to be paddling, there's going to be beach games, there's going to be some paddling instruction, you know, a beer garden, and catered lunch. So it's going to be a super fun day. Our idea is to get everybody's guard down in general when we have our regular events and get as many people screened on the beach as we can, get as many people introduced to this super fun water sport, you know, to tout the health benefits of activity and healthy lifestyle.
Dan Van Dyke, he is with Stand Up for the Cure. Their Muskegon event is at Ross Park, Norton Shores, that west side of the state. September 4th is the date. It's a day-long celebration of protecting lives through breast cancer research. Easiest way, I think, for those of you listening on your way home would be just to Google Stand Up for the Cure Muskegon. You'll get all the info. Purple Community, VAI. Ash, I assume you have the quick link there on your website and also social network pages.
Yep, absolutely. If you go to VAI.org or purplecommunity.org, you can find all of the information about Stand Up and our partnership and information on ways you can register and also get involved in supporting other events that are going to be happening throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, Purple Community. And if you want to start an event, if you're listening, just go to Google Van Andel Institute Purple Community. You'll get the info. Dan, for somebody listening, is this a packed event? Should they pre-register? What do you think is the best path for someone just hearing about this for the first time in Michigan and they may want to be a part of it?
Yeah, you got to register early. The City of Norton Shores won't let us have as big of an event in person as we've had in the past. So we're cutting it off at 500. So get your registration in and lock down now because it's a popular event. You know, we generally have between 800 and 1,000 at this event.
That's fantastic. Dan, keep up the inspirational work, Ash, to you and the Purple Community team and everybody at Van Andel Institute. You're just knocking it out of the park, and you guys have all worked together through the pandemic, and we'll get through this together. And Dan, good luck with your event, and we'll keep the word going. Let us know when you're full, and we'll let the people know.
Thank you all so much.
All right. There's Ashley Owen from Van Andel Institute's Purple Community and also Dan Van Dyke from the Stand Up for the Cure talking about their Muskegon area event at Ross Park in Norton Shores. He mentioned only 500 people, first 500. So I would just Google the easiest way, the website, trying to say those over the air. Just Google Stand Up for the Cure Muskegon. Or, as Ashley mentioned, they do have the quick links. You can just go to Google and Van Andel Institute and Purple Community, and it's easy. That's a simple navigation. Thank you to the Van Andels and their worldwide inspirational work to find a cure for cancer and Parkinson's. When you hear Dan Van Dyke say with Stand Up for the Cure that he thinks the cure for breast cancer is coming soon, that is awesome news, and it's because of events like this on September 4th at Ross Park with Stand Up for the Cure Muskegon. If you missed any of our interviews today, any conversation, they are available 24/7 at thehugeshow.net. Myron Malachi, the XFC president, XFC MMA Fight Night 45 is Friday night at the Deltaplex Arena in Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. Tickets available at DeltaPlex.com and also the DeltaPlex box office. Weigh in on Thursday night. Is free to the crowd, and it begins at 6:30 p.m. And remember, all law enforcement in Michigan and all active duty military, they show their ID at the box office on Friday night, and they'll get in free to XFC MMA Fight Night 45.
Big, bad, huge.